What's up?
I was just talking about you.
Speak of the devil and the devil appears.
Yeah. Weird. What's up? What are you doing?
Just got done editing that. Oh my god, editing that episode and then putting it up. Yeah, the long talk with you, me, and Turetsky. I edited out some stuff that was just kind of like
what? Meh.
Oh, like talking about, like, you know, like the words that we shouldn't say because we said them and stuff. So I edited out like a good like 40 minutes or so.
Really? Well, what is that?
It sounds like
hello.
Is he on there?
So you've spoken to me before, have you?
Oh, you haven't. Okay. Hey.
How are you?
Caught you off guard, didn't I? I was in my slumber as I told Dr. Notorious I was inside of a dragon's butthole, just resting until my awakening came and he farted and I came out.
That's funny. That's how I got Merlin awake, too.
There you go.
Just went into that big ice cave and just let one rip. I had like 6 chili cheese burritos. I actually had to go back in time for the old recipe when they were called Chilitos. And I ate a bunch of those. And...
So what? You just woke up? Like, what's up with...
He works third shift.
Yeah, I work at nighttime, so I was up all day smoking my ganja. And I took a little bit of a muscle... Took a little muscle relaxer, and next thing you know, I was in my fucking 19th dream. And when I woke up, I heard you guys were talking about me. So I said, hey.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of that.
So how big was your notorious bump?
Who's?
Talk
about his?
Bump, are you talking about hers or mine?
Yours, yeah.
He's talking about yours.
I don't know. I did the dragon episode not expecting anything. All of a sudden, I looked one day and I was like, I had like 50 hits, and you know, I was like, okay, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Then I looked again, and it was like 65. Then again, now I'm like, the episode's like 145 hits. But my other episodes as of lately, they get as high as 80, 89. So that's not bad.
Huh.
So it's quite stoop. It's quite gone up a little bit. So thank you, Dr. Notorious, and all your crazy notorious fuckers out there for listening to the Spidey Hank voice
now,
show.
Now, is that the anchor over? Is that the anchor number? Or the overall on the
That's the podcast from outside of Anchor. I had like a couple of you guys listening, but the rest is all through iTunes or other podcast apps. So that's cool. I'm down with that.
We'll get you more.
You know what? I was trying to record something earlier.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do a follow-up thing. I mean,
about our talk or about
a fight follow-up thing.
Oh, a fight follow-up? You had a fight tonight?
No, before. Yeah. You heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I get a call, it like ruined the recording.
Oh, yeah. I have to put on Do Not Disturb.
Why?
That's so I don't get like texts and stuff like that. Only my wife can get through.
Yeah, but that's messed up because we were kind of going into nice flow and then it just kind of screwed up.
Yeah, it bugs the hell out of me too.
But it's just gone? There's no way to get it back?
It should be in your library. They say they save everything. So it should be in your library. Yeah.
Well, they didn't.
Well, you got to tell their support people. They've been hopping too recently, their support people.
Well, that was just annoying because it was like a wrong number and it just screwed everything up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now I'm kind of upset.
I think Maddie's on the call.
Is he? We probably can't hear
Maddie,
him.
Maddie just texted me. Yeah, he said he could hear us, but we can't hear him.
God damn it. And he doesn't even appear.
Wait, why can't we hear him?
He says he can hear us.
He can hear us.
Maddie Mo, if you can hear me, text me back. I am a dipshit.
And I have little Frodo feet.
He's not even
Facebook. Did he text you?
I love you. Little cricket on the dial saying, Matty Mo, what the fuck? Get a new phone.
That's so weird. He keeps doing that.
Well, uninstall and reinstall the app. That's what I did, and I haven't had as many issues. Like,
Orale, Matty Mo, you heard that.
Wait, the doctor said, how did he do that?
You just uninstall it and then reinstall it off the cloud?
No, I mean, was that
No, that was Spidey again.
Oh, okay. He's just doing all these voices and throwing me off.
Oh, yeah.
Soaker.
You're confusing me. Stop.
I can only do Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I can't do any. I'm not going to.
Or... What else can I do? Well, my Steven Seagal apparently is Donald Trump now. So you listen here.
I like Donald Trump.
We're going to make a space force in the sky and take over the world for like trade, and it'll be beautiful. And like my friend Putin will help. So it'll be like combined Cobra G. I mean, Russia, America. Oh, how was that?
Was that you? That was great.
All right, so Matty is going to go uninstall the app and come back.
He's going what?
He's going to go uninstall the app. Him.
Wait, you're going to uninstall now?
No, ma'am. Listen to the Spidey voice in your head. Matty Mo is going to uninstall and then come back.
Okay.
So, how's it going, Erica?
Wait, who am I talking to?
She's quite my Instagram fan base, I have to say. Little SG constantly giving me love. So, thank you.
Well, of course.
Groupers out there.
I'm too busy jerking off to pictures of myself to like or listen to anyone's podcast.
Or the dick pics on Kick.
They're not podcasts. They're pictures. Well, actually, a video is weird, funny, silly video.
Videos or things of that nature.
Sorry, Notorious.
What?
They're not podcasts.
No, I said I was masturbating to pictures of myself.
Yeah, I know, but you said you're too busy to listen to anybody's podcast, but it wasn't a podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit, yeah. Okay.
Got it.
Well, I know, but or like their Instagram feed or retweet their tweets or anything like
bored.
That. my self-abuse habit is so extreme that it's like hours every day.
So,
I don't, this went down a weird path really quick. this is okay. Someone else drive.
Spidey, I know you're always doing that, like throwing the driver's seat to somebody.
I say, let Erica.
Why always me?
Because you,
yeah. She had to drive earlier.
I'm always driving.
Okay, I'll drive.
Let's see. You do it, Spidey.
Where's Turetsky at, that cucksucker?
Is he on here?
No,
I haven't heard him. He hasn't texted me saying he's lurking like Matty Mo.
Oh, wait, can he be?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you do that little invite thing?
It happens to
Matty all the
time.
Everybody can join when they want, except for me.
Because you're not on our magical little clubhouse that I'll have to send you an invite for.
It's the He-Man Club. No girls allowed.
No, we can let girls out.
Okay. Really? I'm not any girl. Sheesh.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're definitely not.
Thank you. So what do you do that you work so much?
I work in the hospital taking blood. I'm a phlebotomist. I work in the lab.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cool, but that's actually what I was going to school for.
I see all kinds of things, and if it comes out of your body, I've seen it.
Oh.
Trust me.
I see a lot of
you ruined it.
A lot of dirty asses in the world.
No, I was going to school for that. I keep forgetting. The blood thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and then I got into an accident. Wow, that got quiet.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to take
Maddie is.
I was trying to take a.
It says if I delete the app, it will delete all of its data.
If yes, I so delete does that it, mean will, the data that you?
I have? Don't think so. I don't believe so. I think all you gotta do is just log in.
You log in.
Yeah, I've deleted and I've deleted it twice.
I'm still on the app. I don't think you're not. You won't lose that.
No, he won't. It's all saved on their servers. It's not saved locally on his drive. Yeah.
Oh, then God. So is that on my phone then? Or is it on the app? I don't know.
On the app. But this is like Maddie Mo. We're trying to solve his technical problems.
Wait, can Jesus, Maddie hear us?
Fucking heavy.
Yeah.
He did, but he hung up. I thought so.
I don't see him on there.
Well, that's one of the problems with the thing.
I only see us three. But how is he on there without showing up? That was weird. So have you given anyone else readings, Notorious?
Oh, yeah. Done one on me yet.
Oh, you should do one on him. On
I've done ones for friends.
Hey, Coxty boy. The live me.
What's up?
The live me champion.
What's up, Chest?
I see.
With the cookie Chesty. Nipples.
What's up, Oreo tits?
What's up?
Oreo what? Tits?
There's the Oreos here.
You stole my word.
Oreo tits.
I call him Cookie Crook Nipples.
Cookie Crook Nipples?
What? Okay.
Yeah, Dressy has a thing with doing live shows, broadcasting with his tits all hanging in the wind.
Oh, yeah. We have
a...
He's become quite the celebrity.
Oh, yeah, you're going to love this. We have a new concept. We're podcasting and vlogging topless.
Oh, yeah? What about just completely
naked?
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah, too.
Oh, and then but we have to live stream.
Erica, are you in?
Something out, man.
Am I in?
You in?
She's all
there. Why not?
Oh, she's oh so deep. No. Sorry, little extreme name.
Notorious, you can't shave for like 2 weeks.
Oh wait, we're not doing this now. I'm already.
Wow. Well, that's given.
Okay, so how many people are on here now? Four.
It's the Golden Girls.
Oh, now
so
it's
I'm Sophia.
I'm the only girl.
Sort of.
No, you're more of the B. Arthur.
What? Me? I'm the B. Arthur.
Yeah, no, I think you said the I character's am. Name?
No, not you. That's all. Notorious B. Arthur. Erica, she'll be she can be Betty White's character.
No, hey, she's Blanche. Still alive. She's Blanche.
She's Blair.
She's Blanche.
She's Blanche. There you go. She's Blanche.
I'll be the grandma.
And that makes Turetsky Betty White.
I thought I was Betty.
So I'm Dorothy? I'm Dorothy?
Yes. Dorothy.
Great.
Why do you always get to be Dorothy?
I'm Maud.
Okay.
Why are you always Betty White?
I don't know. Were they lesbian? I'm so confused.
I think part of the time. I think they were bi.
No, ew. They just had an immense. They just had an immense elderly love for each other.
Yeah, well, sister love.
Yeah, sister love.
Yeah, it was like sisters from other Mister Love.
Sisters of the Yaya Clan.
Sometimes they brought guys home. I was.
Yeah, Blanche was a whore.
I loved it.
No, she was just she was in touch with her sexuality.
Yeah.
She was a Southern Belle that everybody got to ring.
That's horrible.
Erica, did you actually hook up your boyfriend with the birthday present yet?
Is this
or
what a party line's like? It's weird.
Yeah. Did you
point unfortunately. A birthday present yet, or are you just being a bad girlfriend?
Who?
You.
Me?
You, the bad girlfriend.
Do not know who you are.
Did I give who? What?
Boyfriend. His boyfriend. You say, who, me?
Why? Am I supposed to give him a birthday present while I'm on the phone with you guys?
My God. If it was my wife's birthday, I'd be on her, like, white on rice.
Do you have a wife?
I do.
Well, then why aren't you?
She's up in the air right now.
She's in the Mile High Club.
She's in the
Mile High Club.
She's in the air.
She's in the air.
She's up in the air.
I like that. That's funny.
Oh, with Clooney?
His voice is...
The Mile High different. Club. I want to be in that club again.
Why?
Because I like those urinal mints, the way they stain my pants.
What do you mean again?
Yeah.
Yeah, because after
how you get in the Mile High Club,
he likes to put his wiener inside of the toilet and then flush the toilet and let it suck away.
After 10 years, you got to get your passport stamped with that badge, or else it expires.
Are you guys using regular microphones, like everybody?
No, I'm using like the Apple earbuds.
Yeah, that's what I was using. But what do you guys use? Yeah. You two?
I'm using a banana.
What? Come on.
I'm simply using my mouth to speak into the phone. Simply using my mic.
Oh, you're
my
using mouth. What? Just the phone?
Yeah. Yeah, just the phone. Just the phone.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, you sound pretty good for that.
Thanks. I think Anchor has fixed it where it's not, it doesn't do that shit where it goes beep, beep, beep every time you put your phone to and from your ear.
Did it used to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, I was there for the first one and then I left because it was annoying and then I came back like a little while ago when 3 came out, I think. But it was so different. I mean, everything was changed.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
From, you know, from the first one to the third, it was way different.
Totally.
Are you guys just listening to me? Like, waiting for you to say something?
We're letting you talk.
Okay. All right. That's kind of a lot of pressure.
Yes. Who's driving right now? Turetsky, your turn to drive.
Beep, beep. At the keys to the Jeep. Oh, all right.
Who's the Jeep?
My God. I had a really long conversation with another comedian today. Oh, my God. It was hilarious.
Another comedian?
Yeah, Spidey, you're supposed to be on the call, but you didn't show up. I guess you were sleeping.
Yeah,
who was
sleeping?
It?
Diego?
Nope.
No.
What's the other guy's name?
Nope.
No, not that guy. Oh, I know. It was your penis. He was talking to himself. He was like, hey, Tresky, how you doing? Just hanging to the left. What's new?
Oh, and there goes the vibrator.
Wow. What is that, a new toy?
Who's doing the sound effects?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. He was turning off his industrial strength hair blower.
It's ninja.
Can you do anyone?
At a blow dry. Well, I've got sound effects stuff. I wasn't playing with a sound effects thing. I was playing
he's
with
juicing
a,
right now. A he's toy. You know, he's playing with his blender.
Shut up.
Do you really want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a donkey head.
It's an industrial-sized clipper for his pubes.
It sounds like
that's exactly what it is.
An electric fan.
Nope. It's like an automatic. Battery-powered adult Nerf gun.
Well, I just said that, didn't I?
I said Super Soaker. Sounded close enough.
Oh, okay.
1,000 bullets, huh? You're going to rig it for 1,000 Nerf balls.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's this new one. Have you seen the new ones that they have? It's called Rivals.
New what?
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy. They're like, it's like an adult one.
Yeah, an adult one. They're called guns with bump stocks.
I don't want a real gun. I just want to shoot, little foam balls.
That's a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
Can't talk about bump stocks.
I know. Don't get triggered.
Well, not if you're a Republican senator. You can. If you're anyone else,
yeah.
You can.
Did you see that one saying somebody put, like, I don't know, something about AKs being so cheap and easy to buy, just like Rubio or something?
No.
Oh, yeah. You know, like Marco Rubio.
That was bad.
Did you hear about the 13-year-old that got shot in the Bronx today?
No.
No.
I think so.
Because nobody dares report about that. They don't care about us.
Oh, that's so messed up. That's just wrong.
It is what it is.
It's wrong.
It's just a chalk line.
So how does this tarot card thing work, doctor?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. Let's
be Spidey.
Are you gonna?
All right. So we're gonna do Spidey. Okay.
Yeah. Do that.
Spidey tarot reading with Dr. Notorious and Little Extreme and Turetsky. Listen.
And we will all chime in. Well, let me get everything set up here.
There we go. I'm gonna call the cards before they come out.
Okay. Do you know the cards?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I used to have.
He does.
Yeah.
He's the devil.
I'm the druid. Stop! Don't tell them anything! You're gonna tell them! Tell them a secret. God damn.
You're not the devil.
Listen, I broke my horns.
Okay.
You might be one of his minions, but you're definitely not Beelzebub.
No. Yeah.
Or the Morning Star, or Lucifer.
Beelzebub.
I am.
Yo, Turetsky.
Quick question. How the hell do you do that live me battle thing?
Ah, oh my god.
The what?
Don't worry. Time out. Time out, Erica.
Uh huh. Okay.
All right.
Grown folks are talking.
Time out. I'm timed out.
All right. This is how it works. Now, Muffin Ears here, Erica. Muffin Ears, you're not ready for this.
Muffin Ears. Fine. I'm not listening.
All right. So you got to convert your diamonds into coins. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then you have to have followers. And when your followers, when you're head-to-head, they got to, you know, throw coins into the, you know, or, like, throw gifts at you. So you can beat the other person. It has nothing to do with, you know, singing the Macarena or, you know, naming the presidents or number of superheroes or whatever. You can just stare into the screen or whatever. It's all about givers.
Oh, gotcha. I don't have any fucking diamonds, though. I guess I ain't doing that game.
But listen, you got to do that game because if you don't go head-to-head, you're never going to go up in level.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the best thing to do is, yo, dude, I did the funniest thing. I went head to head with this monster, right? Like this guy was like ginormous with like total like 3,000 followers, right? This big black dude with like dreadlocks, right? Yeah. He's laying on his bed and he's smoking a blunt and he's staring at his TV, right? And I put on this stupid I put on the stupid fucking filter, right? Stupid filter. I think it was the panda with the eyeglasses.
Yeah.
All right? And I'm like, dude, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Because, I mean, if you hang up at zero, I think it's just it's not a win or a loss, right?
Yeah, you don't get shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, don't hang up. So he stayed. And listen to what happened. First, he started getting, like, he got, like, coins. Like, it was, like, for nothing, whatever. And he's like, yo, what up, man? Yo, you look like a pug, dude. You look like a pug. And I'm like, yo, you shut up. And then I started singing Buffalo Soldier. And all of his little friends chat and joining mine and following me. It was the funniest thing ever. Dude, it was the funniest. He didn't understand what the hell I was doing. All I did was...
Wow. And now for...
Tarot card reading with Dr. Doors and Spidey Heck.
In fact,
and everyone else.
In fact, I was going to go head-to-head before I joined this call.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I'm dude in
Boston. So that's in front of the subject. Go ahead, Doc. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it now.
He's summoning the wizard asshole. And then...
Merlin?
What?
Give me a hand here. Okay, no, really, no. All right, so imagine the four elements. Earth, wind, and fire.
You forgot one.
Earth, wind, air, and fire. Which one calls to you? Earth, wind, air, or fire?
Earth,
and earth,
air, or fire. Wind.
Earth, air.
Air.
Earth and wind. All right. Now, what is... I mean, I think probably the thing that's on your mind always is, you know, the future. Your future with the podcasting. Your future with the anchors. So we'll focus on that. So that's kind of the challenge. Your challenge is coming up as the Knight of Shields or the Knight of Pentacles. So that tells you that hard work can be fulfilling, but it can also detract from the bigger picture. So it's like, what are you giving up to accomplish your goals? Is it worth it all? This is the kind of the struggle that you're dealing with. Have you been feeling stuck? Have you been feeling that the work you've been putting in hasn't really yielded what you hoped for? That's kind of what this represents when it's reversed.
Yes.
Yes, that is true.
So yeah, that's definitely the heart of the matter. Okay. Yeah, that's funny. So, and then it's interesting. It comes up. So in my deck, I use the Arthurian Legend deck. So it's, oh, that's Turetsky's.
Yeah.
Turetsky, shut that fucking mud up. I'm trying to get my future red.
Now, it's not future, you know, we're just reading kind of, it's more like your mind.
Okay, my mind reading, god dog it.
So, what we have is Seven of Cups, so that's your challenge. So, you have all these choices ahead of you. The Seven of Cups can be represented in a couple different ways. In my deck, it's represented by the questing beast, which is a strange animal that could only be hunted by... the first knight that Arthur ever met, Sir Pellinore. And Sir Pellinore is chasing the questing beast, but at the same time, the questing beast needs someone to chase it to live. Because when Sir Pellinore stops chasing it, the questing beast starts to get sick and die. So, you know, you're on this quest, but you have to be wary because the danger lies in wishful thinking and fantasy. Whereas, you know, if you stay on, if you stop to sleep in a feather bed, you stop to have fun with some guy's fat daughter in their castle, your quest could get sick and die. And so that's kind of the challenge, is like staying on the path. Is always
he's into
on
fat
the
girls.
Well, in the story of King Pellinore, King Pellinore married kind of a, shall we say, a Rubenesque woman.
Stop.
But they were very
happy. Is that
what
you like,
Spidey?
I like them thick. I like them heavy chested.
There we go. Wink, maybe wink. You are King
Erica. Wink, wink.
Here comes the soft dick.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the milk is good.
Here comes the sun. Man, he's looked at my photos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Here comes the...
All right.
Here Here comes the sun.
Focus. No, actually, Ace of Shields reverse. This is how your unconscious is operating. But this is one of the more powerful cards in my tarot, because this represents one of the Hallows, one of the powerful artifacts of a wizard's quest. When it's reversed like this, you have unconsciously, you have the potential there for your opportunities, for your venture. You're either being blocked from fulfilling them, or there's something that needs to yield unconsciously before you can fully fulfill, you know, what you're trying to pursue, your pursuit of your career, your pursuit of your lifelong passions, your dreams, whatever your pursuit is, your quest. You have an unconscious block, you know, you have this power, but it seems to be blocked, or there's something that's not allowing it to yield. And we may figure out more later, but.
That's true. I feel that. I do feel that.
That you're pushing, but it's just not completely getting exactly where you want to go, is usually what that feels like. So
operation.
What we look at now is, so you have your unconscious, so, you know, you're on this quest for this elusive thing. You have the drive, but you've been feeling like, you know, the drive hasn't yielded to you. Your drive is there, but the energy forward hasn't yielded. And so in the past, what could be as the past is the Three of Wands and the Three of Spears. And in my deck, that represents the Horse Fair, which represents the fairness and balance, planning and preparation for action. So in the past, you've looked forward to possible obstacles, and you've remained dedicated, and you're ready to travel these boundaries, but it's kind of like what's still in the way, because obviously there's something blocking you, but what's still in the way? You've set yourself up for success in the past, but you're not feeling that you've achieved that success that you should have achieved.
Very true.
And then we look at...
I think everybody feels that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot. Take away from my power, little. She's blocking me. She's the block. She's the block. You.
Now, consciously, how are you feeling? So, how are you viewing the situation? What are some of the assumptions that you're feeling consciously? You're so deep in your own mind, you're sometimes ignoring the signs in the outside world. And the happiness in the outside world. You're so, you know, you're, and in mind, you know, this is represented by the Fading Fellowship, kind of like after the Grail quest was completed, Arthur was left with kind of the imperfect knights, the knights that couldn't achieve the Grail, or the knights that were not noble enough to die in battle trying to find the Grail. So he was left with like the B team. And so right now your thoughts are kind of, you're so deep in thought about how to succeed and how to move along the path. You're putting the B team out there in your other life. And you need to find that balance, and you need to find a way to fill all those cups so you can have all that potential joy. And you might find that in the outside world, there's clues, there's signals how to move ahead faster and better in the inside world to achieve your goals and objectives. I know for me, it was finding the tarot and using the tarot as a way to focus, you know, my otherwise very unfocused mind. So that's kind of the first five cards of a deep dive on a Celtic cross. So those are kind of like the background, the story, the quest, the hero's quest, what would you call it? Like the postscript. And then you get into the next four cards, which are kind of the who, what, where, why. And it's interesting. The first one is the Fool reversed. So the fool represents all, you know, the fool represents the wizard or the person at the beginning of their journey.
We've lost.
Oh no, Erica. We lost Erica.
Okay, continue on.
Shoot. Anyways, hopefully there's a way she'll come back, but.
Fool, the block is gone.
Reversed.
So the fool reversed. So what this means is you are excited. You're so excited to start your new journey. You're so excited to run down the path that you don't always heed the danger. So eagerness can sometimes lead to lack of awareness and lack of consequences. So you have to plan more carefully your journey ahead. You have to say to yourself, you know, what are my actions going to affect? Who are my actions going to affect? And, you know, all of us have to do that. But I think, you know, specifically, it's like, you know, looking forward, a lot of our challenges are, once I put this out, what's the next action? What's the next move? And if you get too excited, try to push too far ahead, you got to focus on that next action.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that leads to the Six of Shields. So this represents kind of like, you know, what are the, you know, what are the, you know, main drives? What is driving you? What is driving this quest? What is the environment surrounding it? The Six of Pentacles is represented by the Castle of the Maidens, which if you've seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail, that's the one, you know, with the, and we will engage in the spanking.
Copy strike.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So in this, though, in this, the environment would be compassion and understanding should be the new goal, because it breeds generosity. It gives away fruit, not only for your labor, but for other labor, and then labor in the future. Like, you know, you help a person one day and they go off, and then down the line, when you need help, all of a sudden they're there to help you as well. And so generosity, yes, you know, because in the true story of the Castle of the Maidens, it's where, you know, an injured knight was given succor and healed and sent back out on his way. And so, you know, sometimes healing can come from within in your journey, and sometimes you have to go back and think, how can I act with a little bit more heart? How can I put a little, and sometimes it's more, how can I put a little bit more of myself into this? You know, I'm trying, you know, sometimes you're trying to impress other people, it seems. How do you impress yourself? You know? Exactly. And sometimes when I impress myself, that's when things like get blown out of the water.
Fuck.
So now we can move into your hopes and fears, and that's temperance. So your hope and fear is taking the middle road, finding the middle balance. Now, most people are like, that's fucking great. But when it comes in this position, you're fucking afraid of that. You don't want to be in the middle. You don't want to be calm all the time. You don't want to be in this boring, calm world. You want to be outside of that. You want to have a more exciting life. I think this would read more as, this is your fear, not your hope.
Yeah.
But it's something you can look at, because you could use your fear of that to give you a drive. And when you feel like you're sinking in to that mediocrity, you can look ahead and say, how can I move my thought ahead? How can I do something different? How can I escape this temperance that everyone else seems to be doing, and move things forward? So that's, you know, and it's always important to get those high arcana, the trump cards.
Six of Shields.
Oh, very interesting. I enjoyed it.
Six of Cups actually is the final card.
Oh, one more. Go ahead.
So this is the outcome, kind of what you're not, it's not predicting the future. It's the outcome you're seeking. But it could be also the outcome that may happen if you're not following the path. So, and the Six of Cups can be a positive and a negative. The Six of Cups reversed means you're losing the ability to feel like you're truly at home on your current journey. That you're feeling like you've lost your way. You're feeling like you're circling down a whirlpool instead of circling up and being raised up. You feel like you're being pulled down. And that the gifts you have are pulling you down, not as much as pulling you up. Like sometimes you feel like I have all these things I have to say. I have all these things I want to say, but does anyone really want to fucking listen to me?
Exactly.
And so, you know, that's always the struggle. And that's what, you know, you feel that that's a possible outcome, but that's just, you know, it's a possible outcome. If you look at the choices you make along your path, they can lead you through the different outcomes. And so if you, you know, and they, you know, like the universe, you know, there's light matter and dark matter. And that's why the cards have not a positive or a negative, but they have an upright and a reversed reading because there's two sides to every coin. So like to summarize, so you've started a quest. It's been an elusive quest. You found your thing, you found your shield, you've prepared yourself, but sometimes in that preparation, you feel like it's been waning. And when you've made choices, they haven't always been the choices that have been like pure of heart. They've sometimes been choices that maybe the easy road or the low road. And then, you know, but then you have that chance and environment now to heal yourself, to purify yourself, maybe not exactly to go down that middle road, that boring road, because that way will kind of suck you down into an eddy and you just probably won't like it anymore. But this is a chance to kind of find that new road and find that new niche, find a new you, a new spiritual quest.
Yes.
What do you think? What feelings do you have as you go over this reading?
I think a lot of the stuff you said about the whole block type of thing, like you feel like something's blocking. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a lot of blocks in my life. I do have, whether or not what they are, or who they may be, or whatever. I have thought processes that I just don't ever. I don't think I go through with it. As for everything else, damn, what the hell? I sound like Bobby Brady. As for everything else, I think everything else is pretty much. From what you're saying, from the way you're saying it, and it's coming up, it does make a lot of sense.
Here's the thing, you know, you exist and we all exist and we have all these hero journeys in our minds. And that's what the tarot card does, is it the images on them, the stories in them, they elicit this extremely old, powerful racial memory embedded in our DNA that kind of turns your brain on and it knows what is going on. It's heard the hero quest so many times that it knows, you know, there's going to be challenges. There's going to be this struggle, but in the end, there's going to be an outcome. Whether that outcome is what we expect, that's kind of the hero quest.
It's in the Book of Proverbs.
Well, it's more Joseph Campbell, but, but yeah, so, you know, but it's like, where do you take it? You know, where is the, are you on the current quest that you need to be on? Or maybe do you think there's another quest that you could be on? You know, is there a shield? You know, if you study the Hallows, there's four Hallows. There's a shield, there's a sword, there's a spear, and then there's the Grail. and then they represent the different elements, and the shield is the stone. It represents the earth. So if you think about the earth element, is there, you know, what gives you strength? What keeps your feet planted on the earth? Or what makes it so grounded, you get up grounded every day grounded and put your feet down and ground yourself? And that's something, think about that over the next couple of days. And then maybe I think that grounding, if you think about how to ground yourself, then you might find that blocking, that whatever is not allowing your energy, your creative energy, to be fully realized. It's not allowing, you know, it's yielding. You're yielding to this block. You might be able to move it, because stone is extremely powerful.
Hey, doctor.
Yo.
Why is there such a correlation between Ayurvedic medicine and, you know, methodologies and your, you know, French Celtic translations? Where does it all stem from? They're like two different cultures, two different times.
Well, East and West did trade with each other. So Ayurvedic cures, Ayurvedic thought processes and feelings were traded across the Silk Roads. They were traded all the way up into Norway, and then those things were brought into the Britons.
So you think that that's where they originated from, like India, Pakistan, that area, Iran?
Well, I mean, the earliest that they think some form of tarot cards were used was Egypt.
Okay.
But, you know, the cradles of civilization there, you know, most of the old knowledges, the old mystic knowledges seem to have come from there.
Okay.
Now, Ayurvedic, the Indian, you know, that stems from a lot of more guru mindfulness, but it also has a lot to do with well, have you ever studied like Ayurvedic diet?
Yeah.
How to lose weight Ayurvedically?
Starvation?
No, you actually, it's you eat slowly and you make sure to taste all the four different types of taste. So, well, sweet, salt, savory, and fatty.
Well, it's not more of the taste, it's more of digesting well, you know, chewing your food rather than swallowing it whole so you can digest it.
Right.
You know, I mean, the whole sense of taste thing is great, but you know, I've taken some really far out shit that can change the way things taste, so that can all be.
How are you feeling, Spidey?
Yeah, Spidey, how you feeling, buddy?
You got quiet.
Nah, I'm listening to you guys talk.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. Listen to it. Yeah. Trying to figure out.
What do you feel?
I always felt like there was like some type of dark, I guess you could say not like a dark cloud, but some type of, like you said, the block. That's why I was like kind of bugging out when you said the block part, because there is something like it's like always felt like, I know I have the creative juices. I have the creative mind to do these things, and I try to express them. I'm very like driven towards helping other people, not so much as helping myself. So that's what the block. I mean, like I'm always trying to help everyone else out when I should be focusing on the talents that I have.
So here's my idea: start taking, and you may have to like sacrifice a little bit of sleep, like I do. But like I'll wake up early and I will take that time just for myself. I won't, you know, if I feel like working on some podcast stuff or making, usually I'll like make some music and it'll be so good. I'll be like, oh, I want to put it on my podcast. But most of the time I will just work on whatever the fuck I feel like, or it'll be the very rare times that I'll like veg out in front of a TV. But like most of the time, it's just like, I will like, my wife calls it putting around, and I'll just putt around and I'll sort things and I'll clean things and I'll get things organized. And a lot of times while doing that, something will just pop into my head and I'll write it down. I'll keep doing what I'll do and I'll come back. I'll either say that was the dumbest motherfucking thing I've ever said, or I'll say that's fucking genius. Let's get the microphone out and try some shit out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the moon babies thing. I swear people keep tuning into that episode just to listen to the moon baby stuff.
You know how much time
I've gotten so many damn listens on the dragon. I don't even know why. That episode is so much
dragon pigeons. Yeah,
the dragon, bro.
You know, with the moon babies, you know what I've been doing with the moon babies? It's so funny. I haven't been recording it, but I take like a friend of mine, let's say you or Spidey were in my car, and we go to the drive through, and when they're like Burger King or Checkers or McDonald's, might I take your order? I'm like, yeah, can I get two moon babies? And they're like, why? And it's always a black chick. It's always a black chick. You know, that is responding. You know what I mean? It's always a black chick that's answering or taking my order. I'm like, yeah, can I get two of them moon babies? She's like, excuse me? I'm like, yeah, let me get two of those moon babies. Until they finally understand that I'm ordering something off the menu.
Menu.
You know, whatever's two for two or whatever. They take my order, but never actually order anything. They just give me what they feel like. You know what I mean? Like I'm using some kind of new slang. But it's so funny because the person that's in my car in the passenger seat, now I've done this with a few people already. They're like, the funniest part is their reaction, because it's not just the reaction of the person that's taking the order, but it's the person in the passenger seat.
Have you recorded this?
No, I haven't.
You have to record this.
Oh, my God. It's the funniest thing ever. So, yeah, I've done it to Burger King. And then once, you know, and then when I left the Burger King, I called the Burger King. I'm like, yeah, you gave me two pennies too much when I ordered the two moon babies. And the manager picked up the phone. And they're like, oh, that's okay. You just keep the two pennies.
Hey, who jumped in?
No, I think Turetsky jumped out.
Hey, do a group call again and try to see if you get Maddie on. He said he reinstalled this stuff.
Okay, let me cancel and we'll try a whole new one.
All right.
I was Joan of Arc in my former life. Hello?
Hello, can you hear that?
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey, she's back.
Sorry.
Hey.
She said, fuck you guys and your tarot card readings.
No. I can't go back on like you.
Maddie, he is here. The Maddie Mo Show with the host of the Mo Show. No.
We see him. Maddie. Can he talk?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes. Yes.
Now there's new people.
Oh, Daddy, I'm excited.
This is weird. It's like a whole new call.
I'm so happy.
It is a whole new call.
It is
a whole new world.
Did I invite Turetsky? I can't remember. Oh, well, I'll figure it out.
Probably not.
Still not fair. You guys can call back and I can't.
It's crystal clear.
A whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes.
I'm so happy that
a new romantic point of view.
Yes.
Are you posting all of these?
Uninstalling the app was probably the best advice I've ever received.
I might have to like edit and like do like best of like Friday Night Weirdness.
I'm feeling frisky.
Yeah, hey, again?
I got the whiskey bottle out, so I don't know what's gonna happen now.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Did you drink any of it?
I have to go crack open
mm-hmm. this. Daddy's taking some medicine.
Daddy.
Well, I didn't have any water, so I had to take the Xanax whiskey.
Wait, you're taking Xanax?
No, I'm not.
Don't do just that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
That's fine. It's just lumber.
I need you to listen close to this.
And we have Coxty back on the line.
Oh, Mr. Turetsky.
I need to put Adam on.
Oh, Maddie Mo, you got my voice, I'm assuming.
Daddy, I'm in here, and you'll be happy to know that I can finally do Anchor Collins because I was unable to for a while.
Oh, finally.
What?
Due to the help of the mastermind, Dr. Notorious himself, and his wizardry powers, I have the app, and it is working.
I fixed Geo, too. I fixed G-Comedy shit also. Like, none of his shows were being transmitted across other providers, and it's because he had all these swear words in the titles.
Is that my God. That's all because of the cuss words and the asterisk?
Right. And so, hey, like, he edited it all. And, yeah.
Hey, guess what?
Chicken butt?
Adam's listening to you.
Yeah, I'm joining the party line.
What, Erica?
Who's on the party line?
Adam.
Adam?
Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Everyone. Shit, where's my...
Everyone?
Just say everyone.
It's your birthday today. I can't plug in my electric guitar. Fuck, hold on. It's your birthday. Maybe we'll do the Paul McCartney. They say it's your birthday.
Run, Adam.
You're gonna have a good time.
Oh, thank you, Turetsky. Shut up.
They say it's your birthday. Is anyone Polish? Is anyone Polish?
No.
No.
Okay.
Why, you got Polish jokes?
No, I can sing happy birthday in Polish.
Well, that is kind of pointless if none of us are Polish.
My son's 25% Polish. My wife's like 75% Polish. Stola.
He needs cheering up. Make him happy.
Who needs cheering up?
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah, Adam needs cheering up. I drank too much.
Oh, you drank too much.
Oh, simple.
Yeah, Notorious is just getting started.
Yeah.
Adam, simple. Get in your car. Drive south. Head back to Florida.
Good one.
Fuck you, Turetsky.
Bring a bar of soap and a bathing suit. You'll be fine.
You're an asshole. Well, you made him laugh. Happy?
Don't think Santa the Beast.
So what were we talking about earlier?
Maddie Mo.
Maddie Mo. What's like the most like shady?
What's all these noises?
Maddie Mo.
I'm sorry. Repeat the question.
That's it. What made you think you were having such complications, sir? On your phone. What were you doing to your phone?
I don't know. I think it might have been just a little flare up in the Anchor app.
So, how's the problem, Maddie? You got it under control?
Yeah, Dr. Notorious helped me and Spidey Heck relayed the words on what to do, so I did that, and now I can enjoy some nice orgy calls.
Wait, where are you getting orgy calls?
Daddy's happy.
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
Oh my God, I know. I'm so excited right now.
Wait, is that what this is? I'm the only girl here.
Erica,
that's disturbing.
Erica, you didn't know you were here on the ear banging. The ear bang.
Oh,
you guys are so weird.
That's my fault, Erica. You know that.
What?
It's always my fault.
I can't hear Erica.
Sorry, I'm here.
Can you hear her now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No.
That's weird.
So, Erica, when can we fly you up to New Hampshire?
Ooh. New Hampshire. Where's New Hampshire?
That's a little extreme, don't you think?
No, I think everyone needs everyone needs to come to Columbus because honestly, it'd probably only be like an hour and a half, 2 hour flight for every single one of you.
I'd go back to Ohio.
And I'll rent like a van, like a shuttle, if you all get there around the same time.
What? Going to New Hampshire? Why would we go to New Hampshire?
I'm honestly dead serious that I would actually fly out and do that.
No, come to Columbus, Ohio. Have like our anchor club.
Where are you?
Only if we could film it.
He's in New Hampshire. Oh, yeah, we would have to film it.
We'll vlog it.
Or if I get fired, what I think I'll do is I'll just travel around to all of you and like spend a day with each one of you.
Oh my god, that'd be epic.
California, I would want you to spend the night Florida.
I would spend the night with you in the same bed.
Yes.
That might be interesting. I would be okay with that.
You laugh.
Could you imagine the hits on that show?
That would be probably insane. I think we should do that. We should just plan and do that anyway.
Let's do a nice we'll do like a Fort Friday and we'll build a fort and then
we'll build a fort. Yeah. And then we'll lay in the fort all night and like tell stories.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I wish I had a fire pit because I'd like to make s'mores.
Well, I told my wife we have a fire pit. What I want to do is like enclose these pine trees with a yurt.
What's a yurt?
A what?
A yurt.
What's a yurt?
It's like a canvas tent. The Mongols used.
We're all going to Ohio.
The Mongolian house.
Yeah.
Like Game on.
And we can
set
up
at the end of that song. Ohio!
And we can set up, like, hammocks and stuff in there. We can all, like, hang out in the yurt all night and sleep in the yurt. Because my wife is not letting us all crash in the house.
Yeah. What does Ohio have?
Like, what do you
steers and queers.
What are they the state known for? Like, what do they have?
Fat chicks.
Fetch.
Oh, actually, we've got some really hot chicks here. I'll take you to Ohio State campus.
That's
and...
Oh, man.
Sure. What? Like a wad of gum that you left on your nightstand overnight.
No, Ohio's got everything. Ohio has all the same shit New York has and Chicago, just less people and drugs.
Don't say that.
Is Spidey Heck on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, somewhere.
To hear Daddy's voice.
Adam hurt his ribs, so he got off. But
no, I'm enjoying a delicious bowl of coconut milk.
I just want to hear
coconut milk.
What's her name? Spike?
A lot extreme. No.
Hey.
I said a little extreme. I said a lot extreme.
Watch it.
It's your evil twin. A lot of milk. No. I'm just kidding.
Woo! Hey, if I took my earbud out, will you still hear me?
Let's now.
If I unplugged it?
Well, one way to find out. Test it. Hey, Maddie.
Question, yeah? What's up?
You got my voicemail?
I received your voicemail, yes. I have not listened to it, but I have received it.
Awesome.
Is it dirty?
No.
I saw something about an elevator.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you'll like it.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Is it promiscuous?
You'll like it. I would stop it and just listen when you get a chance.
Daddy's going to. When you called me earlier, I was at the gym. Not that my fucking messenger's working.
Dude, your traps are like bigger than your head.
How do you know how big my traps are?
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. You saw my IG, Sex Panther.
Yeah, I get these notifications every 5 minutes.
Yeah, Matty Moe's posting another selfie of himself. The worst is Aunt Capone. When I send stuff to Aunt Capone, I'm like guaranteed 50 notifications a day.
Yeah.
Aunt Capone has published your voice message. Aunt Capone has published your voice message.
Right.
Capone is a beast, and he is so selfless.
He is. He's really cool. I put his stuff up on mine and linked to him because he's a good guy.
Straight up, I think we should go meet up in Memphis. This way it's not so comfortable for Dr. Notorious in Columbus.
Memphis does have a convention center. We have to go to the Char Bar.
Yeah.
We have to get drunk downtown and then end our night in the Char Bar, and then we will all go down the red door together, and we will find out what is in the basement beyond the red door.
I'll be in Miami, Ohio with a pink bow tie.
Like Gordon Gee? Miami, Ohio? Like Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Like Big Ben, the rapist man?
Roethlisberger's not a rapist, is he?
Oh, God, yeah.
The Oak Tree?
Big Ben? Oh, yeah. Not only that, but he's got probably a couple illegitimate kids. And what happens is he bangs a girl without wrapping it. And then she gets pregnant. And then his lawyers show up and say, here's a check for $1 million. Sign this. And it goes away. Oh, we lost Erica again.
Yeah, she ran.
She ran because I was talking about Big Ben raping people.
She got wet. Spell on my ear holes.
Dude. Dude, you're a pig.
Oink, oink, my good friends. Thank you, Maddie.
You sickened me.
What did I miss?
Keep talking.
You're sickening me. You're sickening me.
You're the one talking about rapists. I didn't know Ben Roethlisberger was a rapist. I thought now he's a part of the Me Too movement. You ruined my fucking night.
Well, he had them all signed non-disclosure agreements. $1 million non-disclosure agreement. I don't want the kid to ever know I was his father.
Oh, man. That's sick shit.
Like, he's that big of a dick. My friend, him and his wife were getting separated. Now, she was buddy-buddy with Ben, you know, probably more than buddy-buddy with Ben in college. I'm the same age as Ben. We all went to college around the same time. My buddy went to Miami. So they were getting separated. She started emailing Big Ben. That fucker sent her tickets to Miami first class before they were ever divorced.
Huh. It's called money. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. That's what you do. That's what you know, the power of money, man. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Pittsburgh, more like Shitsburg. I wrote that on my friend Kayla's whiteboard at work in her office, he didn't like that because she's a
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.